The drama around the missing Malaysian Airlines passenger jet has attracted enormous attention. There's been almost around-the-clock coverage of the search, though often with very little solid information to report on. That, however, hasn't stopped the world's media outlets going into considerable detail about all manner of theories. The ABC's Stephen McDonnell has been covering the investigation from the media centre in Kuala Lumpur.
Never forget that we are the story. Aaron Altman sarcastically quipped to Tom Grunick in broadcast news. His nemesis had teared up in a cutaway of the reporter, listening sensitively to a date rape victim. We learn, of course, later that this was acting. The movie captured the moment in the 1980s when the big American TV networks really dumbed down the news and made personalities out of their presenters. Fast forward to now, and the transformation has spread around the planet. The hunt for the missing passenger jet has understandably generated massive international interest. The problem has been that most days here, there's been nothing new to report, with the exception of a couple of major shifts, like when it emerged that the aircraft had gone off on a completely different direction, or when Australia announced a strong lead from satellite images. This has been especially challenging for the likes of CNN, keen to broadcast 24 hours a day on a story with no news. This theory, that theory. This expert, that expert. At one point I heard them promoting an item coming up, looking at other great mysteries like what happened to Marilyn Monroe and... Are you serious? Marilyn Monroe? World's great mysteries? Is there nothing else happening on the planet? Never forget that we are the story. CNN studio presenter Bill Weir held up a photo of a child who was on board the missing flight. He referred to the child's age in the present tense because, Bill told us, he's not giving up hope that the child is still alive. Gee, thanks, Bill. We, the viewers, are now enriched with the knowledge that you're not giving up hope. Richard Quest was interviewing the father of a passenger who was on board the Air France flight that crashed into the ocean, prompting a search for the black box, which took 2 years. In asking how the families coped at the time, Richard added that he was covering the story back in 2009. He acknowledged that he, of course, was one step removed from the families in all this. What? Are you implying that it's even remotely relevant how hard it was for you to cope with this in the studio from where you reported this missing flight? Yet the really cringe-worthy aspect to the coverage of this crisis has been the grandstanding of television networks here at the MH370 Media Centre. Although the press conferences are going out live across the world, in who knows how many countries and on who knows how many networks, have a listen to how Sky News starts its questions in these briefings.
Hello, so you're live on Sky News in London. Our thoughts very much with your countrymen.
Thank you.
The belief is clearly that the self-promotion of "You're live on Sky News London" is somehow less cold and less self-serving if the thoughts of Sky News are with the Transport Minister's countrymen. Britain's ITV has taken it upon themselves to demand an apology for the families. At the press conference immediately after the Chinese families burst into the media centre to protest, they proudly re-asked the same question to the Transport Minister.
Mr. Watson, ITV News. We asked you on Monday if you thought the time was now to apologise to the families. That's what we've witnessed this afternoon. Is the time not really now?
Hishamuddin Hussain responded,
"The time is still to look for the aircraft."
These are questions designed for TV reporters to be seen to be asking the tough questions for networks who think their audiences are stupid at a time when there's no news. Here's France 24 going straight after the Transport Minister.
First one. What consequences can this mistake have on your administration? Second one. Can you confirm us that you are Prime Minister Najib's cousin? Third question. Are you protected by him?
Are you protected?
Malaysian reporters thought this was pretty hilarious, given that this family relationship is hardly a secret here. The Transport Minister seemed to think it was reasonably funny too.
I really don't know. Where are you from?
France.
Yes, I can confirm here, Najib is my cousin. I don't know what am I supposed to be protected from.
Can you confirm?
I do not want to go down this line of discussion.
The mock outrage, the theories, the false empathy, they can't lose. The hard thing for all of us, though, has been to admit that at various times there has been simply nothing new to say. Yet the nature of these mass international stories has changed forever. Journalists will file a piece based on thin air, and some of them, with nothing to write about, will even descend into the navel-gazing exercise of analysing how other media outlets are reporting. This is Stephen McDonnell in Kuala Lumpur for Correspondence Report.
Thank you, Stephen.